This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Today we kick off a new series called Managing Adversity, where Carlisle investment professionals discuss challenges encountered, actions taken, and lessons learned. We're happy to have Peter Stahl with us today. Peter is the head of Carlisle's European real estate business, and this is his first appearance on ValueCast. Welcome, Peter.
Thanks, Chris.
So tell us about a challenge you encountered. You joined in 2015, and something was plopped in your lap. Tell us about it.
Yes, well, I joined the firm in February of 2015, and the team was in the process of working through a number of legacy assets in our portfolio, and one was a building in Birmingham in the United Kingdom called Colmore Plaza. It was oversized, but very high quality office development in a central and core location in the Birmingham market, which had been delivered by the Carlisle real estate teams prior to the global financial crisis. And as a consequence of the size and the timing, had sat only partially leased for probably 6, 7, 8 years. So it was a difficult situation from that perspective. The debt had matured. Pieces of the debt were in the hands of some of our peers or competitors who acquire pieces of debt through a crisis like the one that the markets has encountered, probably sitting at around 100% loan to value. Against what advisors had fairly recently advised us was the likely outcome of a consensual sale of the asset. And so I arrived in the middle of this process. The debt was maturing within weeks. We were able to secure a short-term extension in order to create a platform to try to address this adversity, but it was a pretty difficult situation.
So when you are presented with something like that, how do you go about managing it? Kind of what's your thought process?
The first thing for me, and particularly as a new member of the Carlisle team at that stage in the game, was really to get informed. And if a new issue were to arise today in my business, that would still be really the first priority. Get informed about everything that can be known about the problem, the situation, the inputs, and expand your base level of knowledge to try to be in the best position to address the issue. Then the next thing I thought about at the time, and I would think about in general, is establish or remind yourself of the key principles that underlie what you're trying to achieve. It might sound quite basic, but in a moment of adversity, don't panic, stay calm, and think about what you might be trying to achieve and some principles that you would try to stick to. In the case of an upside-down loan-to-value debt situation on a real asset, one of those key principles that I would try very hard to stick by is to not put in fresh capital. Certainly be careful never to put good capital after bad, if that's the outcome. Mm-hmm. Be willing to put in fresh capital, but only for an ultimate absolute conclusion, and ideally only at some sort of discount on the debt that's put in front of you. And try to stick to key principles of that nature. Use that to develop a bit of a step-by-step plan to what you are trying to achieve.
How'd it turn out?
Well, in this case, the first part of the plan was an assessment to suggest that the best option was to try to refinance. After exhausting the potential of extending the financing that was in place, that was in the hands of multiple parties, we went to the market and consulted the market and tried to generate some interesting refinancing proposals. We ultimately received an actionable one. It wasn't cheap. It was expensive. It had a lot of constraints on it, but it had the possibility of giving us a chance to fight for another day. And within a couple of months of the initiation of this project, we were sort of on our way to executing that as an outcome, which was ultimately frustrating in a way because it wasn't a full outcome, but it did feel like one that provided us a platform and a runway against which we could continue to try to develop a better outcome. While this was happening, there was a twist in the road. We were discussing a leasing opportunity with a major tenant that would have been transformative for the outcome of the investment. At the same time, we discovered that a building literally next door in the same submarket, which was also about half leased, went under offer to be sold. And in our forensics of the comparable transaction that was happening on our doorstep, we understood that the capital market investor was pricing the vacancy on the basis that it would take about 2 years to lease. And this was a bit of a shock in a way, because our actual negotiation with an actual tenant, the people who actually occupy buildings and pay rent, was insisting on, and we were quite willing to grant, 3 years of free rent. So even if we could execute the lease immediately, it cost us an extra year of potential rent compared to the way the capital market was approaching the vacancy in that asset. And so we pivoted the process very dramatically into a sale process in the summer of 2015. And our timing turned out to be excellent. It was a period in which capital was flowing out of London from a capital markets perspective and starting to take on interest in adding assets and even assets with risk in some of the regional markets. And we were able to achieve a sale over the course of a couple of months in the summer of 2015. And so it was ultimately a pretty satisfying outcome from a pretty bad starting point. But we stayed nimble and willing to pivot when new information arose, which was really important. We were bringing in all the resources that the team had, the firm had, and the market could bring bear to assist us to get ultimately a good outcome within the context of the situation we found ourselves on behalf of our investors.
Do you anticipate any of these lessons that you learned here being beneficial in the future?
Absolutely. I've been in the European real estate investing game for over 20 years, so I've had the benefit of coming through a couple of cycles. Every time you go through one of these, it's a further set of experiences which allows you to apply to any other such crisis. You apply really, at the same time, exactly the same principles in situations of opportunity as adversity. Stay calm, stay focused, develop a plan which is consistent with your goals and your principles, and try to deliver an outcome. Adversity can be shocking, it can be surprising, you can be caught unawares, but fundamentally, it's probably the most important time to stay calm, stay focused, and stay focused on what you're trying to achieve.
Peter, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this very interesting challenge that you confronted shortly after joining the firm. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlyle ValueCast.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlyle.com. This has been a Carlyle ValueCast podcast.